The Mahogany Imperative, Crafting a Resilient Finish for Daily Drawer Demands Investigative Report by CrossAI Introduction. African mahogany, with its rich reddish-brown hues and distinctive grain, is a coveted material for fine furniture. However, when selected for an item as utilitarian as a drawer front, destined for daily interaction, potentially with wet hands, the choice of finish transcends mere aesthetics. It becomes a critical engineering decision, balancing durability, moisture resistance, and the preservation of the wood's inherent beauty. This report delves into the intricate world of wood finishes to identify optimal solutions for solid African mahogany drawer fronts facing such demanding conditions. Understanding African mahogany. Before scrutinizing finishes, it's essential to understand the substrate. African mahogany, often Kaya SBP, is prized for its workability, dimensional stability, and attractive ribbon-like grain. It's generally a medium-density hardwood, less oily than some tropical species, making it relatively receptive to a wide range of finishes. Its open grain structure, however, can sometimes necessitate grain filling for a perfectly smooth, glass-like surface, though for a drawer front, this is often a stylistic rather than a functional requirement. The wood's natural color deepens and mellows with age, a characteristic any finish should ideally enhance, not obscure. Key criteria for a robust drawer front finish. For a drawer front experiencing daily use and wet hands, several factors become paramount. 1. Moisture resistance. This is non-negotiable. The finish must form an effective barrier against water penetration to prevent swelling, staining, and degradation of the wood fibers. 2. Durability and abrasion resistance. Daily opening and closing, accidental bumps, and constant contact demand a finish that can withstand mechanical wear without readily scratching, chipping, or flaking. 3. Chemical resistance. While not exposed to harsh chemicals regularly, resistance to common household cleaners or incidental spills, for example, coffee, mild soaps, is beneficial. 4. Aesthetics. The finish should enhance the natural beauty of African mahogany, providing clarity and depth without appearing plasticky or artificial. 5. Ease of application. For woodworkers, the practicality of applying the finish within a reasonable time frame and with standard tools is a significant consideration. 6. Repairability. Over time, even the most durable finishes can sustain damage. The ease with which a finish can be spot repaired or recoated without stripping the entire piece adds to its long-term viability. Investigating finish categories. 1. Film building finishes. The frontline defense these finishes create a protective layer on top of the wood surface. They are generally superior for moisture and abrasion resistance. Polyurethane. Often considered the workhorse of modern wood finishing, polyurethane is highly durable and resistant to water, chemicals, and abrasion. Oil-based polyurethane, known for its ambering effect, which can beautifully deepen mahogany's natural warmth. It offers excellent durability and water resistance. Application typically involves multiple thin coats with extended drying times between coats. Brands like Minwax, Verathane, and General Finishes offer robust oil-based polys. The trade-off is longer cure times and stronger odors. Water-based polyurethane, a more environmentally friendly option with lower VOCs and faster drying times. It applies clear, with minimal ambering, preserving the wood's natural color. While generally durable, some experts, like master finisher Charles Neal, suggest oil-based versions may offer slightly superior chemical and abrasion resistance in heavy-use scenarios. Water-based options from General Finishes, for example, High Performance, are highly regarded for their clarity and durability. Reporters take, both oil and water-based polyurethanes are strong contenders due to their protective film. For wet hands, they offer superior barrier protection. Varnish alkyd/phenolic resins, often confused with polyurethane, which is a type of varnish. Traditional varnishes, particularly marine or spar varnishes, are formulated for extreme outdoor exposure, offering exceptional moisture and UV resistance. Spar varnish contains a higher oil content, making it more flexible and resistant to expansion/contraction, and highly waterproof. While UV protection isn't critical indoors, its moisture resistance is a huge asset for wet hands. Brands like Epiphanes and Waterlox, a tung oil-based varnish, are renowned for their protective qualities and traditional look. Reporters take, spar varnishes are an excellent, albeit sometimes slower curing, choice for maximum moisture protection and a classic, deep aesthetic on mahogany. Lacquer, a fast-drying finish known for its clarity and ease of application, especially spray application, yielding a smooth, hard surface. However, lacquer can be more prone to chipping or spiderwebbing on impact compared to polyurethane or varnish, and its chemical resistance can vary. Reporters take, while beautiful and fast, lacquer's impact resistance might be a concern for a frequently used drawer front, making it a secondary choice unless a very specific aesthetic and rapid turnaround are prioritized. 2. Penetrating finishes. The natural embrace these finishes soak into the wood, hardening within the fibers and providing a more natural, in-the-wood feel. Oils: tung oil, linseed oil, Danish oil, pure oils like tung oil, for example, from tried and true or linseed oil offer a beautiful, natural, hand-rubbed look, enhancing mahogany's grain and color depth. They are relatively easy to repair. However, pure oils offer significantly less abrasion and moisture resistance than film-building finishes, requiring more frequent reapplication, especially in high wear, wet environments. Danish oil/wiping varnish. These are often oil varnish blends, for example, Watco Danish oil. General finishes are Marseal. They penetrate like an oil but contain varnish resins that provide a harder, more protective surface once cured. They offer a good compromise between a natural feel and improved durability/moisture resistance. Woodworking expert at Wood Whisper Mark Spagnuolo often discusses the benefits of wiping varnishes for their user-friendliness and balanced protection. Reporters take, pure oils are likely insufficient for the wet hands requirement. Wiping varnishes are a viable option for those prioritizing a natural feel, but still fall short of the ultimate protection offered by polyurethanes or spar varnishes. Recommendations and best practices. For an African mahogany drawer front subjected to daily use and wet hands, the investigative findings point overwhelmingly towards film-building finishes for their superior protective qualities. 1. For maximum durability and moisture resistance, oil-based polyurethane offers excellent protection, a warm amber glow, and deepens mahogany's color. Requires patience for drying but delivers a robust surface. Spar varnish, unbeatable for moisture resistance and flexibility, providing a classic, deep finish. Waterlox Original is a particularly strong candidate here for its blend of tung oil and resin, offering both penetration and film-building properties. 2. For a clearer, faster-drying option with good protection, asterisk water-based polyurethane, a strong modern choice, especially if minimal color change is desired or if working in a low-ventilation area. Crucial steps for success, regardless of the chosen finish, proper surface preparation is paramount. Sanding to at least 220 grit, ensuring the surface is free of dust and contaminants, and applying multiple thin coats as opposed to a few thick ones will maximize adhesion, durability, and aesthetic appeal. A sanding sealer can sometimes be used to even out absorption, particularly with mahogany's open grain, though it's not always necessary with film-building finishes. Conclusion: the pursuit of the ideal finish for an African mahogany drawer front subject to daily use and wet hands is a balancing act. While penetrating oils offer a tactile connection to the wood, they generally lack the robust protection required. The evidence strongly suggests that polyurethane oil or water-based or a high-quality spar varnish offers the optimal blend of durability, moisture resistance, and aesthetic enhancement needed to protect and showcase this beautiful timber for years to come. The choice between them often comes down to desired color tone, drying time, and application preference, but all provide a formidable barrier against the rigors of daily life. This has been a Cross Report, produced March 11, 2026. This report was generated using AI from Gemini with the model Gemini 2.5 Flash. Feedback and questions are welcome at github.com/b202i/cross.